With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Vice President Harris praising President Biden in her first public appearance since he dropped out of the race. Here's White House correspondent Craig Clugston.
At a White House celebration for NCAA championship teams, Harris paid tribute to the president.
Joe Biden's legacy of accomplishment over the past 3 years is unmatched in modern history.
She said in one term, he has already surpassed the legacy of most presidents who served two terms in office. Harris is gathering support and endorsements to be the Democratic presidential nominee following Biden's decision to end his campaign. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, a rapid secret trial of a Russian-American journalist.
A Russian court says it has convicted a Russian-American journalist, Alsu Kormasheva, of spreading false information about the Russian military and sentenced her to 6.5 years in prison following a secret trial. She worked for the U.S. government-funded Radio Free Europe. Court records and officials said the conviction came Friday in the city of Kazan. That's the same day another court convicted Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich of espionage and sentenced him to 16 years in prison in a case the U.S. called politically motivated. Kormasheva's case was classified as secret. The radio group's CEO and president Stephen Kapus denounced the trial and conviction of Kormasheva. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
U.S. ambassador to the United Nations announcing $60 million in additional humanitarian assistance to Haiti during a trip to the troubled nation. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the Defense Department will also provide a significant number of mine-resistant vehicles to a UN-backed multinational security mission that to help Haiti's police curb widespread gang violence. This is SRN News. Christian relief groups helping in Texas.
Hurricane Beryl slammed the state with strong winds, heavy rains, and storm surge, leaving many people without homes. Amongst the ministries that have responded are Texans on Mission, which has provided more than 60,000 meals to victims and has begun cleaning up debris. Spokesman David Wells says, quote, "This relief effort is a powerful picture of what it looks like when the body of Christ works together in his name." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana has agreed to delay implementing a requirement that 10 commandments be placed in all of the state's public school classrooms, at least until November. That agreement was approved in a federal court that is considering a challenge to the order. Now, backers of the law argue the 10 commandments belong in classrooms and, in fact, are part of the historical foundation of law in the United States. This is SRN News. Wall Street rebounding Monday. Seth Sutel has the story.
Stocks closed broadly higher on Wall Street, clawing back some of their losses from the worst week since April. The S&P 500 rose 1.1% Monday, breaking a three-day losing streak. It was the first gain for the index since setting an all-time high early last week. The Dow rose 127 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 1.6%. Big tech stocks regained some of their sharp drops from last week. Nvidia rose 4.8%. Treasury yields mostly climbed in the bond market after President Joe Biden said he won't run for re-election. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.26%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Darren Walker, the president of the Ford Foundation, will step down from his role by the end of 2025. He has led the foundation, one of the largest in the U.S., since 2013. More details at SRNNews.com.